U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is calling for more federal funds to help upstate New York battle the opioid crisis. On a conference call with reporters Wednesday, the Senate Democratic leader cited the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's annual surveillance report of drug-related risks and outcomes, which shows life expectancy in the U.S. falling slightly for the second year in a row in 2016.
Imagine in 2018, life expectancy in America, these United States of America, this great country, is getting lower. It's not supposed to be. And it doesn't have to be that the most developed and wealthy country in the world has this. What's one of the biggest reasons? Probably the biggest? Drug overdose deaths. That's right.
Schumer quoted State Department of Health numbers to make his case that upstate New York has not been spared.
Central New York, 242 opioid deaths, 84 more than 2015, 53% increase. Rochester Finger Lakes, 172, 53 more deaths, a 45% increase. Southern Tier, 125 deaths, 35 more than 2015, that's a 39% increase. Hudson Valley, 340, 45 more than 2015, 15% increase. Western New York, 343, 35 more than 2015, an 11% increase. Capital Region, 111 deaths, 5 more than 2015, that's a 5% increase. And in North Country, it was the same. There were 59 deaths each year. So that wasn't an increase. Well, that's a jarring wake-up call. It should be to every American.
President Donald Trump declared the opioid epidemic a national health emergency in late October. Schumer says the money hasn't been put up.
Focusing attention is good, but without real dollars for increased treatment and increased interdiction, without the kind of mass spectrometers that you can put at airports and post offices to detect fentanyl, you're not going to get success.
Schumer noted the president's commission concluded more funding is needed. The White House has been noncommittal. Capital Region Democratic Assemblyman John McDonald says the state is doing its part to battle opioids.
I think really where we have to focus the energy is on the proper resources for treatment and recovery. And, I expect in the next couple months you will start to hear about these new urgent access centers that we approved in last year's budget that are going to give individuals the place to go when they really are ready for treatment.
Schumer promises to prioritize securing additional federal funds during final budget negotiations in Congress. McDonald, who is also a pharmacist, says thanks to relentless media coverage and public service campaigns, there is a raised awareness of the problems and pitfalls associated with opioids.
ER physicians and dentists prescribing very smaller amounts of opioids. That's a good thing. We're seeing patients ask, how do I dispose of the medication I don't use? That never used to happen. It would stay in the medicine cabinets. They realize that opioids in the medicine cabinet are part of the challenge when teenagers become addicted. So we're seeing a greater awareness. That's the education component. What we need to focus on even more is having the proper resources for treatment and recovery. People need to learn to live their life with their addiction. It's no different than alcoholism.
On its website, the CDC notes overdose deaths involving prescription opioids were 5 times higher in 2016 than 1999. 91 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose. From 2000 to 2015, more than 500,000 people died from drug overdoses. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.